What's going on? Y'all know who it is. Alex B. I'm in the car. We're going to drop this episode. The theme of this episode comes from some conversations I had throughout this week. And the two conversations kind of go hand in hand. But it's pretty much, you can't depend on your friends and your family members to do business with you just because they know you. You know, so let me back up to how the whole thing came about. So my boy was talking to me, and he said, you know, he heard all these stories about people's friend when they first get out the army, you know, they're struggling, this, that, and the third. But for me, it wasn't when I first got out. For me, it was the second year after I got out. You know, my money dried up. You know, the tenant wasn't paying rent. You know, I was getting like $263 from the VA or something like that. You know, so I really didn't have that much money. You know, I still had the car payment. You know, and I still had a mortgage. The tenant wasn't paying rent, so this was paying all the 100% of that mortgage. It was me, you know. So the money started drying up, so I started doing things I don't even believe in. Started trying to get jobs, you know what I'm saying? I was about to put my entrepreneur journey on the back burner, you know, freaking, what else did I start doing? I started applying for college because, you know, you got that GI Bill. They give you money for your housing or whatever. So these are all the things that I was doing, you know, because I knew I needed money. Now, the second part to that is I started to my other boy. I was telling him the same thing. And, you know, so I had so much pressure. I had to figure out where to get money. And my son was on the way, too. So I had so much pressure. I had to figure this out. So what did I do? Well, I had a boy that told me how to do credit repair, you know, and I jumped in everybody's inbox. I was hitting up so many people on Facebook that Facebook will block me from sending any more messages, right? Just how many people I was hitting up every single day. They started blocking me from sending messages, so I couldn't even send them more messages anymore. The next thing, so I had some people that was like, no, I'm good, this, that, and the third. Then I had some people that was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. But then they would back out later on. So, like I was telling my boy, I said, you got to understand, you know. One, when you need the money and you're desperate for the money, people can sense it. Right? It's like a shark smelling blood in the water. They can sense it. You know? And that need will have people not doing business with you alone. The next thing is you have to understand that everybody on your Facebook, on your social media, are not your friends. You know, some people are just there just to be there. They just want to be nosy. Some people will never do business with you. I don't care who you are. Some people are secretly hating on you, you know? They're just there to watch. They want to see you fail. You know what I'm saying? One of my other boys said this a long time ago. He said, man, there's somebody right now sitting on the couch, not doing anything with their life, and they got a spot sitting there waiting for you to come join them, you know? So you have these type of people. Maybe 1% of the people on your page will actually do business with you. So what did I do? Well, I started finding new people. You know what I'm saying? I started finding new people to do business with. You know, some of my first clients came from not even doing the credit repair. They came from building websites. You know, I was building them for the African hair braiding salons. I was building all of them websites. That's where my money started coming from. Once they found out their credit too, then I started doing credit for them. I built websites for restaurants. You know what I'm saying? I was doing whatever it took to get that money. You know, later on in the game, of course, you know, after mentally fighting through this, because mentally is draining, you know what I'm saying? It's going to really play with your mental. You know, you so much pressure on you. A lot of people break down and fold. So it's really going to play with your mental. So, but after you make it through that part right there, after you make it through that, you know, you'll be so much more resilient, and there's nothing anybody can tell you, because you literally taken nothing and turned it into something. You know what I'm saying? And I have a theory, you know, I put stuff out there for my Facebook friends and family. I put it out there for them first. You know what I'm saying? That's it. But I'm not expecting anybody to do business with me off of my social media. You know? I'm going to go out there and find new people, because had in that time of need, when I needed that money. Had I depended on those people, just the people on the social media, I'd be struggling. I'd probably be homeless right now. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people get frustrated at the friend finding for not doing business with you, but you can't be mad at them. You know, so you can't really be mad at them. You know, they may know you, but do they trust your expertise in that area? You see what I'm saying? Just because they know you don't mean they trust your expertise in that area. So you're going to have to just find new people, man. Go out there, find new people. If you got to go out here walking these streets, talking to random people, then you get out there and do it. You got these bums on the corner with freaking cups begging for money. Get out there and start offering some a product or service. You know, I'm gonna give you a pro tip. Go to a big, first of all, building a website is simple because they have a lot of drag and drop builders. You know what I'm saying? So you don't really need to know all that coding and all. It's good to know a little bit about coding, but you don't really need it anymore. Go to all these freaking businesses and get their business cards. Right? I'm about to give you out a sauce right now. Go get their business cards. A lot of times they'll have a website on the business card, but they may not actually have a website. That's part one, right? Part two, go buy up all their domains. Yeah, it's going to cost you a little bit of money, but it don't matter. Buy up their domains. That's part two, buy up their domains. Part three, make a website saying, if you would like this domain, please contact me. Part three, right? Part four. Contact each one of those businesses and offer to make them a website. Right, now check how this is gonna go. They may say no. Okay, that's cool. But you still own that domain name. You see what I'm saying? So if they go to somebody else for a website, or they try to do it themselves, they still have to come back to you to buy that domain name from you. You see what I'm saying? So there's no reason why you can't make money off of this. When I was struggling, that's what I did. And if I was to go broke again today, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to start, I don't like building websites, but I'm going to go and build these websites. I'm going to charge $600 to $1,000 a website, depending on the type of business and how complex it is, but I'm going to get that money. You know what I'm saying? And you guys got to stop being lazy and go out there and get that money. I just gave you some sauce just now. Let's get it.